Hey, welcome to Horns Up. I'm Animesh.
And I'm Peter.
And as expected, just as we had finished recording last week's episode, Peter, your words came true. Metallica released a new single from their upcoming album, 72 Seasons. Do you feel validated?
It's kind of strange, right? It's like sometimes you say these things, but I just felt it was going to happen. Like we were at the cusp and at one point when we finished recording, I was like, should we update the episode? But then you had a brilliant idea. So I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're adding to the monstrous volume of Metallica-related chatter in metal media, in metal opinion, in metal podcasts by bringing
metal
you...
Metal journalism.
We aren't journalists. We're just two dickheads who like to talk about metal with each other, and whoever listens. Aha. Let that not scare you, Amit Gulbakshani. Anyways, we're here today to talk about the two singles that Metallica have released so far from their upcoming album, 72 Seasons. So let's get going. What was your first reaction when Metallica announced or released the first single and along with it, the plans for its new studio album, which is 72 Seasons?
Honestly, and this is going to surprise a lot of people, I was actually excited because it's been a while since we heard from Metallica and there's just been so much going on, right? And I'm glad Metallica didn't like probably put out a release last year. Probably they had it planned, but it was just so much happening, right? Like we've talked in the last couple of episodes. Overall, excited. I kind of forgot a lot about like how long it had been since they released new music. So yeah, I was like, let's see what they have up their sleeve this time.
Yes, it is going to be Metallica's 11th studio album. The last studio album we had was Hardwired to Self-Destruct, which was released in 2016. So this comes in almost 7 years later. It'll be released April 14, 2023. And yeah, my initial reaction was, oh, great. I don't think I was like super, super, super duper excited by it, but I was like, hey, I was pleased. You know, when you, it's like meeting an old school friend or college friend when you are in a new part of town and go like, oh, hey, it's nice to see you.
Yeah. And not like, you know, an ex who cheated on you, something like that, where you're like, it's awkward, right? But
Yeah, definitely not. Absolutely not. That I completely agree with.
So I think like Metallica is like that old friend of yours that you kind of lost out of touch. You don't talk that often to, but like once in a while we'll go back to and be like, oh yeah, good times, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I would describe most people's relationship with Metallica. I mean, unless you're like following them across the US.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. But when Lux Eterna, which is the first single, when that was released and when news of the album, etc. dropped, suddenly the whole world went to a dizzy. Not the whole world, the metal world actually, it went into a dizzy. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. We are safe. 2023 is going to be awesome. Yay, woo, etc. Why is Metallica still a big deal? That sounds like a stupid question in hindsight.
They have metal in their name, man. And we've talked about this. So I'm just kind of repeating this, right?
But yeah.
Pretty sure this is going to happen. If it doesn't, well, at least is one thing I got wrong. But 72 Seasons will not sell as many albums or as many copies as the Black Album.
Of course. I mean, the Black Album still outsells most metal releases.
Exactly, today. Right? So I'll tell you why I'm excited, right? 7 years have passed. There's probably like so many people who got into metal who've probably heard singles, certain songs, probably learned to play Nothing Else Matters on the guitar, all that kind of stuff, right? And now for them, they're like, oh, there's a new Metallica album. Like for them, I'm pretty sure. Like I would love to be like a teenager now who's heard of Metallica and kind of be like, oh, Metallica's releasing an album. I mean, to be honest, that was me around, what is the Some Kind of Monster album?
Saint Anger.
So that was me around Saint Anger, right? And I think that's what determined my relationship with Saint Anger is that there was all that hype, all that thing. And then I listened to the first proper full album I've listened to by Metallica is Saint Anger.
Hmm.
That's where that's I would kind of say, I would say that's why I feel that it's great, right? I mean, and let's be honest, for a band like Metallica, the fact that, I mean, and we can go into like the song and we'll discuss a lot of it, but I'm saying that just the fact that they're touring, they're going around, keeps that alive, right? And at the end of the day, that's what you need. You need, like, Metallica is one of the few bands that probably, like, at least two generations, maybe as a stretch, three can go watch together, right? How many bands can you kind of say about that in metal?
Okay, fair. I buy that. But given the legendary status, given how just how big Metallica is and just how much of a resurgence they seem to have gotten over the last couple of years, especially thanks to Stranger Things and basically introducing themselves to this present generation, do you think a new album will help them even stoke the fires even more of fandomhood, of making new babas and babies into Metallica fans through this album? Wouldn't, like, I don't know, as an interested kid, and this is again me hypothesizing, I have no basis for this data or opinion, but as a kid who's getting into metal, by now, because of how easy it is for me to basically listen to any song that I want, I would have already heard Metallica's discography, or at least most of the singles, right? And so, would I be excited for an album? Yeah, I guess, but would I want a new Metallica album?
Take a step. I just want to go back to something that you said, right? Which I completely kind of forgot. Stranger Things. I mean, like, dude, that has basically created so many new fans. So the fact that you have something like a lot of music, suddenly discovery happening through shows like this. And I mean, did you watch Stranger Things?
No.
Okay, I've only seen that scene, and I don't think there's a fucking better song that fits that than Master Puppets. But it's so fucking iconic. Like, if you see it now, like you're talking about, there's a new generation that has discovered Metallica thanks to that. And the fact that Metallica put out t-shirts and did like special edition merch just bases that. Kudos to them on that. Now, suddenly, there's a new audience who would probably have already gone and pre-saved the album on Spotify. If not, they'll stand in line and things like that. If not all of that, they're definitely going for their show or already have bought tickets for their tour that's happening across the US. So, in some form, I would say it's all working in. How they support, I think, has changed, right? Like, whether they... Earlier, we would pre-order a CD or buy a CD here. People are pre-saving it on Spotify and things like that. So all of that has just kind of changed in that way. I mean, just think about, like, it's 7 years. How much has changed in general in technology, right?
Oh, of course. Like, I'm not doubting that one bit. Okay, humor me on another question. Is it safe to say that Metallica is the biggest metal band at the moment?
Easy.
Yeah. Is it also safe to say that Metallica is the most popular metal band? And yes, they have metal in their name, but is it like the Xerox of photocopying machines? Is it like the Bisleri of drinking water? Is it like the Coke of cola based drinks, wherein you say the name metal and you immediately think of Metallica?
Yeah, I mean, I want to tell the story again, right? My son's play school, I'd gone over one day and the teachers were learning to play guitar. And these were these 20-something young ladies learning to play guitar for the first time. And no prizes for guessing which song they were being taught by the guitar instructor. And I was like, fuck, this is so cool. Like, my son's teacher is learning how to play Nothing Else Matters. It's always going to be there. Whether an individual or person or a group likes it or not, Metallica will still always have like this large halo effect of sorts.
Exactly. That'll always follow them. Exactly. If that is the point, does that put undue pressure on a new album, or does it not really matter?
Yes and no, I would say. Yes, it puts a lot of pressure. But at the same time, will any of that change Metallica? I mean, like, okay, let's...
No, it won't. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
So
I don't think it'll affect the sales. I don't think it'll affect its legendary status. I don't think a bad Metallica or even an average Metallica song will suddenly make the world cancel Metallica. None of that is going to happen.
that's just the way I've realized. I mean, yes, there is Iron Maiden holdings, but there's also the Blackened recordings in there, right? Like, they
Yeah,
still
I'm
make
surprised
over.
Metallica hasn't yet come out with a mobile game.
I mean, they did whiskey and beer and I don't know what else.
Metallica, oh, sorry, Maiden has beer too.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, there's a whole kind of machinery built around that, right? And I think in 2023, at this point, music is just one of those things.
I'll be surprised if suddenly, like, or we hear or something of the sort that, hey, Metallica needed to do a new album to justify a new tour or to make more money. Because I don't know. I don't think Metallica needs to make more money. That's the perception. I could be absolutely wrong. Maybe all of them are struggling financially.
I don't want to say it. Because I'll come out as a douche if I say it.
Yeah, say it. It's okay.
No, it's like the pandemic was hard on them, guys. You have no
Yeah,
idea. Like,
very, very, extremely hard. So much so that Kirk Hammett went and recorded solo music. He and Rob now play in a cover band. Oh my God, the times.
wedding band.
Alrighty, cool. Enough of, to borrow a phrase, jibber jabber. Let's get into the singles, right? Let's talk Lux Aeterna, which was the first single. What did you think of the song?
I was okay. Like, I'll tell you one of the things, and this is, sorry, like, I'm killing the episode of sorts over here. But I didn't hear anything which made me go like, oh fuck, they did that. Kind of felt like, hey, I've heard this part before. I've heard that part before. This sounds familiar. And let's be honest, like, the fact that now Metallica are playing solos in their albums again, it's like, hey, solo hai, that kind of thing, right?
That
So
has ruined, yeah. I mean, yeah, just that one release kind of like became such a meme point to talk about for any future releases. Because they've
but
been
that's
doing solos now, like they did it in Death Magnetic, they did it in Hardwired, and Hardwired wasn't a bad album. And Hardwired was a great album, surprisingly.
I was surprised at the timing of it, right? Like, I was like, why would you? And it, I would say it also kind of ruined, like, everyone else who was making their lists and all. They're like, oh shit, now Metallica aa gaya. Oh, what do we do now? Oh my God, what is this? And then you go down that rabbit hole. And what it does, it does exactly to me, or I would assume for a lot of people, it'd be like, hey, this sounds like this my of my favorite songs of Metallica. Let me go listen to that album. That's what the mood Lux Aeterna put me
It's
into.
weird to say, it's weird you say that because frankly, I really couldn't peg Lux Aeterna to an earlier Metallica era. And you may probably like laugh at this, but it's almost like how Tool sounds on Fear Inoculum, which is a culmination and basically an aggregation of each and every Tool era or Tool album. I kind of got that feeling with Lux Aeterna. I can't really peg it. Like, it doesn't sound like it belongs to a Kill 'Em All. It definitely doesn't belong to And Justice for All or Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets. I don't really think it belongs on a Black Album either. Maybe on a Load Reload. But I'll give you this. It absolutely sounds like a normal, like, if Hardwired to Self-Destruct was my first ever Metallica album or the only album that I'd ever heard, then Lux Aeterna sounds like a natural evolution, which is something that I really enjoyed. Everything is, I love the fact that it's short and sweet. One, I love the fact that it's everything is high energy, everybody sounds top notch, no one sounds bad. And definitely it's going to become one of the set regulars because it's a high energy pump up song. I'm expecting them to open the shows with this song. It naturally fits into that position. I don't know if it's Metallica trying to go back to its roots and discover its love of Motorhead and keep that love alive and those kind of things, but it's a cool party song.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, that Motorhead reference to something that everyone's been talking about. And I think that took me by surprise, like in terms of considering what their recent, well, relatively recent output has been like, right? It's one of those songs where I heard Scepter play this live, like what, a week or 10 days after it released. So yeah, it's one of those songs.
That's great. Hats off to Scepter for doing that. Alrighty, cool. Let's talk about the new single, right? Screaming Suicide. It's been out now for what, around a week? What did you make of that song?
Okay, I have to put this out there first, right? The moment I saw the title, I was like, wait, it's another song about suicide? And it's just like, at this point, you know, like you had like Cyanide, which was on, which album was it now?
Cyanide, Hardwired. I think, was on, no, Cyanide was on Death Magnetic.
Ah, Death Magnetic, yeah. So there are quite a few, and I was like, okay, this is the recurring theme. But then when I was reading about it, it's like basically the band wants to take the taboo out of the world, right? And you're like, okay, suddenly you're looking at it very differently, right? Overall, I liked this honestly better than Luxeter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think probably because I've not heard it that many times. But like, it's also like the first time I heard it, I was like, huh, okay. Then I gave it a break. And then like a few days ago, I heard it and I was like, oh, wait, this sounds, wait, this is Luxeter? No, this is better. So, I mean, that,
okay.
I don't know how to put my finger on it, but like, you can kind of tell this is newer Metallica. Like, there are some elements that are kind of recognizable, but you could tell, like, I love the jammy part in the start, right? Like, it's like literally at that point, and this is the way I was expecting it to be, right? It's like, mm-hmm. literally the way I put it down is like, we're back, bitches. It's like, that entire, how do I say it? The rhythm, right? That entire part is very Metallica. Like, you know from that, I would say.
All right. I'm frankly very, I think ambivalent is the right word to use about the song. It's, yes, you have it right. It's so Metallica, nobody else. I mean, it sounds like what I would expect AI and machine learning to churn out after listening to a lot of Metallica. Absolutely. Everybody sounds great, especially James. Damn, I wouldn't like his vocals delivery. The fact that you can actually hear the bass so prominently, the drums, everything, even Kirk, everything sounds great. So production-wise, etc., I'm expecting a new Metallica album to be top-notch production, and this song just continues to deliver on that. So on that front, no problems whatsoever. The reason I'm ambivalent about the song is, apart from the subject matter, and kudos to Metallica for talking about suicide again and bringing it up again, there was frankly almost nothing in the song that excited me. A big factor of that comes from the pre-chorus part, which is the listen well, better listen well. Suddenly that just drops the energy, and maybe that's the intent. But it makes me feel like the song didn't flow. And yes, fans of the band, etc., will say that, hey, most of the songs on Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning don't really flow. They all sound like parts taken from a variety of riffs and just stitched together. It just didn't work for me. The spoken word part is getting a lot of chatter. What did you make of the spoken word part? I actually enjoyed that.
I mean, see, like, I get where you're coming from, right? And I think, and this is also the problem, I think, which I keep talking about, right? Is that with a lot of bands, they put out their singles. But when these are albums, right? So when you hear a song out of there, like, I don't know, I haven't seen the track list, right? But like, this may actually flow very well.
This is the third song. And in true Metallica, if you go back to our beautiful theory or my beautiful theory of the third and fourth songs on a Metallica album, they're supposed to be the slightly balladish kind of songs. This isn't a ballad, but it's definitely more ballad than Lux Aeterna.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Captain Obvious.
I don't even know. Like, I think because it's a single, they'll like play it somewhere in the middle. Like, hey guys, we have a new album. That's why you're like here, right? And then they'll play. It'll be like that. Because Chuck, right? A good friend who's been on the podcast. He saw them in Amsterdam a few years ago. And my question always, and that's why actually at any given point, if I'm trying to travel abroad and go, I definitely want to go see a Metallica show. It's just that true to the discography, like there's, you can never please anyone. There's always going to be someone who'd be like, tune ye gaana nahi bajaya, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
The way you'd always say it, like with Maiden, they mm-hmm. always play like two or three songs from the latest album that they're promoting. And yeah. then they have to do that last 1 hour, 1.5 hour of their classics and things like that because
yeah.
essentially people are paying for that, right? So, now we know at least of this Metallica album, latest one, like they're going to play these two songs for sure because that's the singles, right? But the true test for me is like, does it follow up or is it like that popular that they continue playing it on consequent tours, right? Not just like the album promotion tour.
Which, I think Lux Aeterna will take that place, definitely.
I mean, and again, let's be honest, it's Metallica. They'll probably do like a fucking 2 year tour around every other place, every part of the world. They'll even go to Antarctica, but they won't come to India.
Yeah, they have to chart out 72 seasons. So they'll do like one month now for the next 72 months.
Are you serious?
Hey, no, of course not.
I was like, what is this theory on Reddit you've read, Arvage?
No, I've kept myself away from Metallica Reddit. Because sometimes Metallica Reddit is weird as fuck. Another point about Screaming Suicide, it's only 5.5 minutes long, but it feels like an eternity.
Yeah, there's that
it feels so long. Like even while you're listening to it, you don't feel like constantly like just grooving along to it. It should have, like, I don't know. I would have edited it.
I mean, see, I in my notes, I put it, there's these chalo mosh kare parts.
Chalo mosh kare to hai nahi us gaane mein. I mean, yeah, whatever. It's heavy, it's chuggy. But,
yeah. And you know, like, to get a Bombay audience kind of mosh or whatever, this is what you need. Yeah, come on, let's mosh. It's that. It's, if I had to, and this is, I can't believe I'm even saying, someone going to be like, who the fuck is this talking? That part, which I'll tell you, and I've actually made it, like, after the 3 minute part is where it really feels like I like the solo. And then after that, you could just have like another pre-chorus of the bridge chorus and khatam. Like, and let's be honest, it's even you do radio edits or whatever, right? So,
yeah, I'd actually be interested in hearing a radio edit of the song. It'll trim away the fat. Okay, cool. Yeah. So those were the two singles so far. There are 10 other songs on this album. What are you expecting? Are you expecting another single, maybe around March or something?
So
manifest this. Come on, Peter.
No, so I'll tell you how it's going to work, right? Because I went on their Twitter. So they're doing on the 2nd of March sales for the pre-listening party that they're having. So I'm manifesting this. Whoever's listening, if you're promoting the Metallica album in India, get us on board, bitches. We've been doing enough promotion for Metallica for the last 4 years. So there's going to be like a worldwide listening party, which is in cinemas. So...
okay, Metallica's Blackened Recordings, they have inked a deal to distribute the music through Universal International. Who's the biggest Metallica fanboy in India? Who belongs to Universal International?
We know.
Brahma Boys.
We're going to hit you up if you don't hit us up. But
let's send this to him.
Yeah,
make sure he listens to it.
So on 2nd of March, the tickets for that are going on sale. So I'd
fuck, there are tickets to go to a pre-listening party or a listening party.
Dude, it's going to be in cinema. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh man, I love Metallica just for these kind of things. Yeah.
I mean, let's go back to where we started our conversation, right? Which other band would you fucking want to go to cinema and
tool
listen to
and
them.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, right. So
Yeah,
these are
yeah.
there are not that many bands that will be. And just can you imagine? I mean, I missed out on, but
Pig
the
Destroyer. Fuck. Imagine Pig Destroyer in a theater.
what was the movie that they released that SNM2? You went and watched it, right?
Yep,
In cinema.
SNM2. Yep.
And what was that experience like,
Fucking,
right?
it was
Now,
beautiful. This is so SNM2 was my second ever concert in a theater. The first one was Iron Maiden's Flight 666 when that was released in theaters for like a night or 2 nights or something in Bombay. I went and saw that, and I went and saw SNM2, and those were fucking awesome.
and they've got like a lot of special surprises and shit like that. So, like,
So wait,
just no.
one second. The theater bit, coming back to that, if tickets go live on March 2nd, is the show happening like before the album release?
Yeah, the day before. So, the day before the
Ooh,
album, it's in
nice.
cinemas. You can
Sweet.
do things. So, I'm assuming that.
Hopefully we'll get one theater here in India,
Yeah. But I'm
which does
saying
that.
March 1st, 2nd, just when they announce that, they'll do one more
One more
single
single. Okay,
and
so
be
that's
like,
three singles from a 12-song album. Is that enough?
yeah, I think, I mean, let's be honest. If Metallica didn't do any of this hype also and dropped an album, people
What
would
would be a
still.
bigger statement? Metallica doing singles and like whatever route we are seeing right now, or Metallica going the Taylor Swift way and releasing an album without dropping any singles just as a surprise? I would have loved to see them do that.
I would also, and that's what my gut tells me, that like Metallica drops an album, people will be like, huh, it's a must buy. I'm even making an even more audacious statement. If Metallica say we're only releasing this album on cassettes, people will fucking go buy it.
Oh,
It's that
yeah,
good.
of course. Yeah. Okay, cool. What do you want from the next single?
I want to hear something new. Like I want to be like, and at this point it's like it should be that, and now that I know this date and all of that, I'm going to be like, I want to see something new. I want to be like, holy fuck. Not only that, I'm going to pre-save the album or pre-order the album, now I'm going to buy a ticket to watch this thing along with everyone and listen to the entire album. I think that's what it's going to boil down to. It's going to be like one of those decision-making things where I'm like, oh man, like this is what I wanted from this album, or oh my God, I cannot believe they did it. Like it has to be that.
I'm not sure if I want something new. I just want something that makes me feel, okay, weird reference, but I want something that makes me feel like the ratatouille that the rat makes for the critic at the end of the movie. So that when you taste it, you immediately brings back memories and brings back the, like, it should become another reason why we all fell in love with Metallica in the first place. I don't think the two singles so far have that kind of an impact. But that's what I would want from whatever new single and eventually from this entire album. If it makes me feel like that, which surprisingly Hardwired managed to do, right? Hardwired as an album is still like I really enjoyed it because it did make me feel like, holy shit, this is the reason why Metallica rocks. And at the moment, these two singles haven't been able to do that. I'm hoping the next single and a few more songs from 72 Seasons manages to do that.
No, and that's a fair expectation to have also, right? I mean, like at the end of the day, a lot of, I think, what we expect from some of the bands, like, you know, your Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Metallica, and stuff like that, is just to be reminded of why you first fell in love with the band, right? Like it's some of those things. I mean, why are we even still 20 years later talking about a solo, right? It's that reason, right?
Exactly. Dear listeners, what are you expecting from 72 Seasons? What did you think about Lux Aeterna? What did you think about Screaming Suicide? Do you think we'll get a new single on March 2nd? Given the opportunity, would you like to buy a ticket and watch Metallica or listen to Metallica in a theater again with a new album? Or would you prefer, like, you remember what they did in Saint Anger where they invited critics, etc., to listen to the entire album and without any mobile devices, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like that kind of an experience with the new Metallica album? Why don't you let us know? Write us up at hornsupod.com or on Twitter at hornsupod. As always, I'm at Asmani on Twitter.
I'm at Trend Crusher.
And this was Horns Up. And yes, there's going to be more Metallica related conversations in the year, because fuck it, it's Metallica.
Of course.